Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just love this story. It's called Beep for B-Man. Beep for B-Man. If you live in the Fox Chapel area, you've been driving by recently, the corner of Fox Chapel Road and Freeport Road, I am sure that you have seen Beth Carney with her sign and a very special young man with her. Hey, Beth, welcome to KDK. In fact, welcome to Pittsburgh. You've only been here like a year and a half, right?
We have. We absolutely love it.
Tell everybody what, first of all, tell everybody who B-Man is, because he's pretty slick.
Well, the B-Man is one of my twin 14-year-old boys, and we actually came to Pittsburgh specifically for the medical care. His spine collapsed in October of 17, and we ended up moving to Pittsburgh because of the medical care January 15th of 18, and he had a spinal fusion here. So he's an amazing kiddo that's been through a lot, and Pittsburgh has just been an amazing, amazing place for him.
So to set the table for folks, so the B-Man is really William or Bill, yes?
Yes, correct. And, I have twin boys, Bill and Paul.
And so Bill and Paul... Bill was 1 pound, 14 ounces. Paul was
two pounds, eight ounces.
They've endured more than 50 surgeries, and they have spent months in the hospital. And and the B-Man has cerebral palsy.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about what you're doing at the intersection there in Fox Chapel. Because I got to tell you, girlfriend, my phone was lighting up yesterday. People were like, Wendy, you've got to check this out. This is this great woman who's out there. And that's why I got in touch with you. Tell them what you're doing and why.
Well, I appreciate it. Basically, B-Man, you know, he has cerebral palsy. So he can't walk. He's in a wheelchair. And one of his passions are cars. He loves watching cars go by, and oh my gosh, if they honk, he just about launches out of his seat. He's so excited.
I love it.
So this corner right here is extremely busy. It's a crazy corner. And, you know, so we've been sitting here, and, you know, we'll come out in the evening or whatever, and, you know, for a couple hours and just watch cars. And it was great. And, but we'd get some kind of odd looks from people. Like, why are you sitting there? Well, okay. Yeah, you can imagine. And so I posted in the Fox Chapel Community Lounge Facebook page, hey, guys, you know, this is my son. This is what we're doing. And people have absolutely embraced something that is unbelievably simple. And now, as we're sitting out here, we're actually out here right now. People are going by and honking and waving. Yeah.
So it's beep for the B-Man, yes? And all you want is
it's
for
beep
anybody.
For B-Man.
Yeah,
for
anybody who drives by, just give us a honk and a wave and watch what happens to this young man's face.
How did you come up with this idea?
It really, he likes watching cars on YouTube. It's like, well, I don't want him to be stuck in the house and, you know, just watching that. We've got the perfect opportunity here. When the weather is beautiful, let's come out and enjoy it.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's totally been a surprise with this. You know, I made the post because, like I said, people were giving us weird looks.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, the watching everybody's faces as they honk and wave has been just wonderful. You know, people are getting so much joy out of this. I mean, my son is having having the time of his life.
So when are you there? When are you usually there? Is it after school? Or I mean, obviously school's not in session yet, but is it in the afternoons, evenings? What do you do?
Oh, we typically try to catch rush hour.
Smart, smart. And how many?
That's the most exciting.
Well, no. And how many honks do you think you've gotten?
Oh, my gosh. Now we probably get between 100 and 150 over a couple hours.
I love it.
Do you have regulars? Are there regulars?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's amazing. It's like, hey, we know these guys. I mean, the police stop by, they check on it. Like, hey, how you guys doing? You know, you know, other special needs parents have stopped by. I mean, it's really become a community thing.
I love it.
I'm getting emails from people outside of Fox Chapel saying, hey, you know, we've got these cars. When are you going to be around? Can we bring them by for the V-Man?
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, it keeps growing and growing. And, you know, it's so much happiness on both sides.
I just think it's brilliant.
I can't explain the look on his face when cars honk. I put some videos on our Facebook page just so people can see what happens inside the car.
And, I've got to see this.
I mean, he just goes, I mean, he's just like, oh, my gosh. It doesn't have to be an exotic car. There's these little bitty mail trucks, U.S. mail trucks. The one person, oh, my gosh, for some reason, he thinks those are awesome.
Oh, he would like Wendy's car, believe me.
Oh, shut up.
She has like a $400,000 car.
Stop, I do not. Beth, don't listen to him. He's terrible.
And what are you going to do in the winter?
Yeah,
are you going to do this all year round?
Yeah, actually, it's, you know, people are going by at night and still honking.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Even now, you know, I keep the air conditioning on now, of course, because it's been so hot.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll roll down the windows, so we'll turn the heater up, and, you know, weather permitting, we'll be out.
I think what's even more impressive, I think, about Beth Carney is that she lost her husband.
Mm.
His birthday would be tomorrow.
Oh, God.
He would be 48 years old. It's today. I beg your pardon. It's today. This is his 48th birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
And you lost him 3 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so this is, she moved here with her twins, you know, and to seek out the care at UPMC and found Fox Chapel and found Pittsburgh. And
how did your husband pass?
It was a heart attack.
Oh, my gosh.
The day before we were supposed to leave for spring break, we're from Michigan, so we moved, you know, 450 miles away from everybody to come here. He was in Detroit. He was 3 hours away from home. He passed in his sleep, and it was just, it was unbelievable. I mean,
I hope that you feel a semblance of home here, and that I think as a non-native, but I've been here 20 years, Beth. There's a specialness here. There's a love and a kindness here, and I hope it wraps you and your boys up. And I was just so delighted to hear your voice.
I don't know if you can hear all the beeps in the background. Somebody just rubbed. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Beth, we wish you.
We love you.
We wish you and Ross Paul and the Sharpsburg Officer Hogel from the Sharpsburg Police just called us, and they're on their way to stop by and see you guys.
They're not going to throw you in jail.
Keep your eyes peeled for the police. I think this is brilliant. Welcome to Pittsburgh, and if there's anything we can do to help, please let us know.
I appreciate it. You guys are wonderful.
We'll talk to you.
Thank you.
Take good care, love.
Okay. Have a wonderful evening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.